Consider this change management scenario. A key department is resistant to adopting a new project management methodology. How would you facilitate workshops or training sessions to convince them of the benefits and ensure successful adoption?
Welcome to our Peak Pursuit series, where we pursue innovative strategies for the business world. Presenting your host, Sandhya Lakhan-Paul, who talks about AI, change management, learning and development, digital marketing, project management, leadership development, and much more to set you up for success. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us for the latest tips and tricks from the world of business.
Hey there. Welcome to our Peak Pursuit series, where we pursue innovative strategies for the business world. I am your host, Sandhya Lakhan-Paul. All right, team. When it comes to bringing a resistant crew on board with a new project management gig, here's the playbook. So, imagine you're revamping your project management methodology, but a certain team just isn't sold on it yet. Convincing them? That's the mission. Here's how we can get that resistant department on board. 1. Understand the concerns. Before we dive in, let's listen up. Understand their worries and why they're not feeling the change. Tailoring our approach to tackle their specific concerns is key. 2. Identify the benefits. Let's spell out the good stuff. Lay down the benefits, how this new method is going to make their lives easier, boosting efficiency and teamwork, leading to top-notch project outcomes. 3. Use real-life examples. Let's bring in the proof. Show real examples where this new methodology was the hero. Reduced risks, smoother project deliveries, real success stories. 4. Demonstrate ROI numbers talk, right? If we've got them, let's flaunt them. Show those cost savings, faster project timelines, and happier clients. Real value. 5. Address their pain points. Let's show them we get it. Highlight how this new way addresses their specific challenges. Make the training all about solutions that fit their work. 6. Involve them in the process. No one likes a one-sided show. Get them in on the action. Their input in the planning means a training that's right up their alley. 7. Provide hands-on training time for a hands-on experience. Practical sessions where they get to dive into the new method using real projects or case studies. Make it relatable. 8. Encourage open discussions. Let's chat. Create a space where they feel safe to voice concerns, ask questions, or toss in ideas. We're all ears and ready to clarify doubts. 9. Show leadership support. Big bosses, we need you. Their backing is gold. Having them on board, maybe even joining the workshops, that's a solid endorsement. 10. Address change management. It's more than just training, it's change. Blend in change management bits, tips to tackle resistance and guide them through the shift. 11. Measure progress. Hey, how far have we come? Set targets, track progress, and gauge if the training's doing its magic. Feedback is our compass for any tweaks needed. 12. Offer ongoing support. It's not a one-and-done deal. Keep the support coming post-training. Coaching, online resources, or more sessions, whatever they need. And there you have it. With these steps, we're designing workshops that speak their language, address concerns, and make this new project management approach a surefire hit. Ready to turn that resistance into adoption? Absolutely. Until next time, keep pursuing innovative strategies.
Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, keep pursuing innovative strategies.